The renewable source now provides a quarter of the electricity Ireland consumes every year. Airgrid, a state-owned company which manages the grid in both Northern Ireland and the Republic, says much more wind capacity is in the planning stages. Wind is difficult to manage because it is unpredictable, even on the blustery shores of Western Ireland. Since wind turbines do not turn consistently, the grid must be carefully tuned to keep it stable. One way around this is to export excess power that takes the grid beyond the point of stability. This is the trick used by Denmark, amongst others, whose grid is linked to those of Germany, Sweden and Norway. Ireland already has two connections to Britain. At night, these cables provide hundreds of megawatts of Irish wind power to its neighbour. Airgrid is planning a cable to continental Europe. A report from SEAI, Ireland's energy authority, suggests that the island could generate enough wind electricity to match domestic demand by 2030, with more left over to export. That would be good timing. Bord na Mona, the body responsible for developing Ireland's peatlands, has said it will stop extracting peat for electricity by the same year.